Holy Gospel is written in the 18th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 9th verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Jesus spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise
Christ. I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I think this is slightly fun day today, so I hope you enjoy my sermon, which is built on the fact that I spent a lot of time with my grandchildren and learnt a lot from them. You can always learn from those that are younger. And one of the things I realized was that children today have the most amazing thumbs. I wonder sometimes if God gave us the opposable thumb because he thought someday they will have to text messages on small phones. My two elder grandchildren are forever on their phones. It is said that 99% of it is recreational, and of course, short texts can be a helpful way of communicating small points. Get milk, let's meet for coffee, DFTE, don't forget the Eucharist today. As an English language graduate, I wonder what this is doing to our language and how we know to interpret it. LOL, lots of love, can also mean laugh out loud. And then there is IMHO, in my humble opinion. All these have become part of regular written and spoken English. Well, we could say that the prayer of the publican in our gospel reading today is a bit like a text message, the contemporary heir to the telegram. The publican to text GBMTMS, which means, God be merciful to me, a sinner. His prayer is just one phrase, be merciful to me. The rest is address and signature, to God from a sinner. And Jesus spoke the parable that we've just heard unto certain which trusted themselves that they were righteous and despised others. But before we identify ourselves with a penitent publican, let's look at ourselves in the uncomplimentary mirror of the proud Pharisee. We are told two things about him. He was self-righteous and he looked down on others. These two are intimately connected, and often the despising of others is the main symptom of an inner self-righteousness. They despised others. Perhaps they thought others beneath them because they had not achieved the same level of holiness. Those others were extortioners, the unjust and adulterers. Both the Pharisees in our reading were careful to avoid these things and to commit to fasting and tithing besides. The self-righteousness before God leads to despising others. We hear about it today. in all sorts of excuses for avoiding the work and expense of mercy and compassion. The point of the parable is simply to recognize ourselves in the fictional Pharisee, to recognize how we look at ourselves and at others in his pride and contempt. How hard it can be for us all here in our church today, you who give and attend so regularly, to recognize ourselves in that Pharisee and his prayer. How hard it can be for us to try and recognize our own prejudices, snobbishness, in his regard for the man he calls the publican. The Pharisee welcomes the publican to the temple and to prayer, with a lack of enthusiasm for which us Anglicans are often so rightly known. And sadly, but not in our church, many a publican, many a broken man and sinner woman have felt the look of a Pharisee type in church, or have heard the self-righteous mutterings of the religious and gone to find a church elsewhere. A church friend of mine wanted to change the church motto to, "We don't think we are better than other people." Because, he said, this is the most common perception of Christians in our culture, that we think we are better than everyone else. But as we know, self-righteousness is not the mark of a Christian. Humility is. And the Pharisee makes two mistakes. He is blind to his own faults, and he is blind to the grace of God. He underestimates or even denies his own faults, his own need for forgiveness and healing. He compares himself with others and pats himself on the back. His prayer is not a thanksgiving, but a boast. And I'm sure we have all heard a similar boast or two at some time or other. How we look to God, that is the subject of the gospel reading we had today and Jesus' parable. The Pharisee is self-righteous and self-justifying. He has no problem with self-esteem, but he is not so highly esteemed in God's eyes. Our self-esteem is grounded in the mercy of God. The message of self-righteous presumption and self-loathing despair are the same, that who we are and what we've done matter the most, ultimately and finally. But neither our faults or our achievements, however much we think of them, have the final word. It is the grace of God that matters most. The gospel of grace tells us that what we have done or left undone does not matter supremely or finally. What really matters is God's grace. It is how we look to God that matters. And what a wonderful title we have to our communion prayer, the prayer of humble access. In the parable of Jesus, it is the humility of the publican which is contrasted with the pride of the Pharisee. And his parable teaches the truth that Mary celebrates as we move forward again in our church's year. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from the seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. It is the humiliation of Jesus Christ which is our salvation, and we think today of how his humility must become ours. Penitence and gratitude before God, seeking his mercy and thanking him for his grace, this is where we belong. And that honesty about ourselves will make us more loving and caring people. The word humility comes from humus, a word we still use. This will make us generous in our esteem of others and in caring for them, particularly the growing crowds of those on their mobile phones, better at communicating than probably we ourselves will ever be. And in their changing lives, these young people, the ones with the thumbs, will see the glory of the Lord. As in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 says, "For one can lay any foundation, other than the one already laid, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.